This is the year 2088. We live in dark times, in an age where materialism is at its peak. We are a very advanced race, but spiritually we are stagnant, still being tested as were our forefathers. Our story focuses on two virtues that are often neglected in times of difficulty, sabr and iman, or patience and faith go hand in hand. They are interconnected. The more sabr one shows, the more his iman grows. The stronger one's iman is, the more his sabr grows. This is the story of Noor and Dina, two people in similar situations, each dealing with them in opposite ways. One with sabr and iman, and the other letting her emotions control her. Noor hurried to the hospital after receiving the phone call from a total stranger that her son had gotten into an accident and had been rushed to the nearby hospital. In her head, she started reciting, "Ya Ali, help me," nonstop. Her mind clouded with fears of losing her only son, Ahmed. 12 years old, not an age for a death, or trauma, or immense physical pain. Dina was already in the hospital, sitting by her brother, shocked and upset. He was on the phone while driving and crashed into Ahmed's vehicle. Both Ahmed and Ayub were in a coma. The doctors weren't sure of either survival.
Madad, Ya Allah, please save my son. Please spare his life. Give me strength to go through this ordeal, like you did to Sayyida Zainab, and give my son strength to bear the pain.
This is Noor, your son, and Mrs. Dina, your brother Ayub, are both in a coma. This coma could be over in the next minute, or it could take a long time. It's unpredictable.
Noor's tears wouldn't stop. Her entire being shook with fear of losing her son, Ahmed. But she wouldn't dare question Allah. Not once did her mind scream out the question, "Why Allah?" She thought of Imam Hussein. She thought of Ali Akbar, and she thought of Qasim and Ali Asghar. She thought of their mothers, and she consoled herself. Her thoughts were a repetitive cycle, a desperate prayer.
Ya Allah, please give me back my son. Please heal him. You are the creator and giver of life. Please grant my son a long and healthy life. Please, Allah, I beg you in the name of Abba Abdullah.
Dina, on the other hand, was angry. Her mind saturated with grief, of course, but also immense anger towards the Almighty.
Ayub didn't deserve this. He's getting married next month. Why now? Why him? Why did I get up to be there? Allah, why did you not intervene? How will I console his fiancée? He's my only family. If Ayub dies, I will never have faith in you again.
Everyone is put through the test. Some fail and remain spiritually stagnant, while some stay strong, their faith unwavering and patience unrelenting, and come one step closer to the Almighty. A veil is lifted. After 3 weeks of patience and prayers, the doctors told Noor that Ahmed's brain was showing signs of awakening. He was flexing his fingers and toes. Ayub, on the other hand, didn't show any signs of improvement yet. He was still the same. Noor ran into Dina that evening at the hospital. Dina had been avoiding Noor for 3 weeks and didn't want to speak to her out of guilt and anger. Noor confronted Dina and talked to her, comforted her.
Why do you cry? Life or death is not in our hands. I don't blame your brother for crashing into my son, though he should have been careful, but it was meant to happen.
Aren't you sad, angry, or anxious?
Sad and anxious? Yes, but not angry. How can I be angry towards the one who has created me and created my son? Our life belongs to him. He can take it or prolong it whenever he pleases. Instead of being angry, be grateful that your brother is still alive. Pray to him. Ask him to heal your brother. Look over there. Do you see that man? He is mentally disturbed. He has lost faith in the Almighty. He has lost hope. Losing hope is a sin. It is the biggest sign of weakness.
There is no one out there to help us. We are all born alone and we die alone. Nobody cares for anybody, yet there is no one.
Nurse! Morphine! Now!
Dina felt her heart soften. Her tears started to roll down her cheeks. She went into the ward where her brother was and offered her salat. She begged Allah to forgive her the anger she had held on to all this time. She prayed for her brother to be awakened from the coma. While she prayed to Lot and gave Sadaqah for Ayub's life outside the hospital, Malakul Maut was about to take away Ayub's soul. Just as she gave the Sadaqah, another angel was sent down to intervene the death of Ayub.
Poor man, but orders are orders.
Israel, stop! I have fresh orders for you. Allah has asked you to move on and spare Ayub's life. His sister just prayed and gave Sadaqah, and that has delayed Ayub's death to another day in the future.
The same night, Dina got a call from the doctor saying that her brother miraculously woke up. Dina was ecstatic. She suddenly remembered Noor's words, always thank him, no matter what. She did her ablutions and offered the two rakat salat of gratitude. In this life full of ups and downs, what defines us is how we deal with these ups and downs. Sabr and Iman play a pivotal role in our spiritual growth. Without them, even antidepressants don't work. Thank you.